UW Madison history professor John Kaminsky says the internet is both a good and bad resource for factual information.
There's a lot of wonderful material on the website for history, a lot of documents. Unfortunately, some of them have not been very well proofread, and some of them are out there for a political agenda.
One online essay drawing criticism is The Price They Paid. The author's claims about the signers of the Declaration of Independence have prompted debate and correction in historical circles.
There is a collection out there, a statement, trying to show how patriotic the signers of the Declaration of Independence had been, what a danger it was for them to sign, and it was. But then they go on and they list all the terrible things that happened to the signers. Unfortunately, most of these things that happened were not a result of them signing the Declaration of Independence.
Historians and other critics of the online essay say no signer was killed outright by the British. The website implies this by saying the signers of the Declaration were captured and tortured before they died. Historians say five were captured, but not necessarily as traitors. Richard Stockton of New Jersey is believed to be the only one imprisoned solely for signing the Declaration of Independence. However, he didn't die in prison. As for claims about the British causing financial ruin, Kaminsky says speculation on Western land and other factors were the real reasons some signers ended up in debtor's prison or died in poverty. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.